Now then, app of the week this week. Where are you going to take us? Time to get your mobile device out, dear listener.
That's right. This week we're looking at WordLens, which is a augmented reality translation app. Which means augmented reality means that you point a camera at something and the screen, what displays on the screen, changes in relation to what it sees. And in this case, if you point it at, for instance, if you're in France and you see a sign or a menu or something like that, you point your phone at it and it will then change the text to the correct your own language. Yes.
So no longer will we have to struggle in Spain, France and Italy with a menu. You can just put this onto your phone, onto your tablet, and it will translate.
I believe if we just quickly, it may, there it changes a bit.
Front page of the Daily Mail you're putting it onto now, which could do with a bit of translation, perhaps.
There we go. You can see there that it's changing the text. It's not great when you're trying to do it wobbly, but yes, it will change warning signs, anything like that you're unsure of, you just point it at it and it will change it live in front of you, and it moves around in relation to what you're looking at.
So if you're in a hotel room and you want to check out the fire escapes and all that kind of stuff, you could just hold your phone up to it and translate it.
You could, and what's great about it is it does not require a network connection, so you don't need to have a Wi-Fi connection or anything like that. That can all be switched off, and it will translate in a number of different languages, which I was just looking up. It will do English to Spanish, to French, to Italian, to German, to Portuguese, and to Russian.
That's amazing.
Yes. It's currently free. It's just gone free. And the reason it's gone free is because Google has purchased it.
Right. Okay.
There is talk that Google has acquired the company that built this app, and it's therefore gone to live for a limited time.
So get it now, basically.
Yeah, well, it's most probably going to be incorporated into Google Translate anyway, so it'll just be another part of that service, which will probably remain free. It works on iPhone, iPad, Android, and most interestingly, Google Glass, which I find interesting because that's something that you are wearing, like a heads-up display. Mm. You look up and you can see text change in what you're looking at.
It's amazing.
So it is very good, and I was surprised how good it is. It's quite amazing when you've got signs and things like that.
Oh, the amount
of
times I've been into places. I mean, a lot of places in Europe will have an English translation underneath.
They will, yeah.
But a lot don't, particularly if you go into France, you go to some of the small villages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're confronted by the menu, and they don't speak great English. My French is limited. So it's a bit of potluck, really, but no more with this particular app. So it's called
WordLens.
WordLens.
Yes, and it's available on iPhone and Android.
Do you know what this reminds me of? I'm a big Star Trek fan, and this reminds me of the translator that the Star Trek characters have, because all of the aliens that they meet all speak English, and they can understand Captain Kirk and vice versa, and that's because they've got this this translator thing.
And they can also tell whether they're a baddie or not, because if they speak with an English accent, they're a baddie. You know, if they're American, they're goodie, aren't they? No, you're right.
So it's not far away from an international translator.
Where we have got this, the technology's there already, and not far off from what I understand, where you can make a telephone call to someone who speaks in a foreign language and it will translate live, effectively, as they speak. So what you hear is your own native language and vice versa.
That's amazing. Mm. Gene Roddenberry, wow.
I think so, yeah. I think it takes away the excitement and the everything of learning a foreign language.
No, it doesn't.
All right, then.
I remember my French lessons at school. No, it doesn't.
We had German lessons, but our German teacher was French. It's very odd.
Yes, try and work that one out.
Yeah.
But all we need is WordLens to translate, and in the future, maybe, we will have all these international translators, you know, that allow us to talk to people and we'll understand what's going on.
Google Translate, as it stands at the moment as an app,
you
can have conversation mode. So I can say you would be French, I'd be English, and you can just press the button, speak in your native language, and then it will speak back the translation. So that is already kind of there, but it's not quite, but it's good, isn't it?
Fantastic, love it.
I love it as well.
WordLens, no longer, if you have a mobile with app facility, if you go abroad, will you struggle with a menu? Just hover your phone over it and it'll say what poisson is and various things like that.
Yes, that's right. petit pichet.
Yes, easy for you to say. thank you very much for coming
in.
It's called Word Lens. It's free at the moment, so get onto it quick. WORDLENS. It is our app of the week this week.